Jimmy Carter was the first US president that imposed sanctions against the Islamic Republic. In November 1979, following the takeover of the US embassy in Tehran, he banned the imports of Iranian oil and froze $12 billion in Iranian government's assets in the US. Later in April 1980, he imposed a full embargo on Washington's trade with Tehran. In 1984, the US listed Iran as a state sponsor of terrorism, which brought with it a list of sanctions. 3 years later, Reagan's administration imposed a new embargo against Iranian imports and banned the sale of civilian goods with military adaptation. The presidency of Bill Clinton was marked by some of the toughest sanctions against Tehran. In March 1995, Clinton banned all US participation in Iranian petroleum development. 2 months later, he announced a total trade and investment embargo on Iran. In 1996, US Congress passed the Iran and Libya Sanctions Act that imposed economic sanctions on firms doing business with Iran and Libya. It was during George W. Bush's presidency that Washington began sanctioning Iran over its nuclear program. Bush blacklisted dozens of Iranian banks and institutions and launched a global campaign to get foreign banks and businesses to stop doing transactions with Tehran. The US froze the assets of dozens of firms and individuals involved in Iran's nuclear and missile programs. After taking office in 2009, Barack Obama began what he described as smart sanctions. He signed into law one of the most comprehensive embargoes against Tehran, targeting firms investing in Iran's energy sector and foreign banks doing business with Iranian banks. In 2011, Obama put embargoes against the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, and later that year, Congress sanctioned the Central Bank of Iran. Several rounds of sanctions were also imposed in the next 2 years, targeting Iran's currency, shipping sector, insurance of Iranian oil, energy, and transport. Iran and the P5 Plus One reached a nuclear agreement in 2015. However, this did not stop Washington from imposing new sanctions in violation of the nuclear agreement. Donald Trump, a vocal critic of the Iran nuclear deal, began imposing sanctions on Tehran just 2 weeks after his inauguration. His administration has used various pretexts, including Iran's ballistic missile program, alleged human rights violations, as well as Iran's influence in the region. The sanctions targeted dozens of entities and individuals. In May 2018, Trump decided to withdraw from the historic accord altogether and increase anti-Iran sanctions. Apart from sanctions that have mainly affected ordinary citizens, the US has continuously resorted to military threats and has supported anti-Iran terrorist organizations to apply pressure on Tehran, hostile approaches that have so far proved futile.